Test of Ear, Thursday the 15th of May, Rabbi Aaron Springer, Yontov Sheni.
Today's subject, as has been mentioned, is the Inyan of Yontov Sheni. Yontov Sheni is not a new Inyan, we all know what it is. We'll try and give some background. Midoraisa, there's no such a thing as a two-day Yontov. It doesn't exist. One day Rosh Hashanah, one day the first day of Pesach, one day the last day of Pesach. Midoraisa, there are only 7 days of Yom Tov. There are various Ramazim to it. 6 days of Yom Tov, and the seventh is Shabbos Shabbosah in the Yom Kippur. If one will work it out, there are 2 days of Sukkot, 2 days of Pesach, one day of Rosh Hashanah, one day of Shavuos, that Kneged, the Sheshes, Yomim, Teose, Melocha, which 6 days which is possible to do a certain type of melocha. Vayom Ashvi, Shabbos Shabbosoin. That is the Yom Kippur. That's the Midoraisa. Nowadays, as we know, all Yomim Tovim have 2 days. 2 days Yom Tov. As everyone knows, why do we keep 2 days Yom Tov? There are two ways how to work out how to make the Chadoshim. That is, nowadays we have it all in a set calendar. In the times of Chazal, it was completely different. Two changes, there were two things different than we have nowadays. One of them is how to be Kaveir Chodesh. It wasn't done according to the calendar. It was done according to the year. Eidim came to the Beis Din HaGodel in Yerushalayim and told them, we saw the moon. If they came before Mincha, there was one day Rosh Chodesh. If they came after Mincha, it was a Chodesh Mole, and there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Another difference, which was in the time of Chazal, in the case of an Ibiyo, a leap year. It wasn't like nowadays that we have a calendar, we can see 10 years in advance, whether 10 years time will be a leap year or not. When a boy is born, we can say, will his bar mitzvah be in a leap year or not? There was no such thing. Every few years or such, the Sanhedrin would convene and decide whether this year would be a leap year or not. Why would they decide that? There are various allusions to it in the Torah. There's one pasuk which says, Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv, which means, keep the time of spring. In the time, that means that Pesach always has to fall in the spring. Another allusion to it is last week's Sedra, which says, make sure that Yidden are be able to be Oile Regel. Don't make it too difficult for them. So the Beis Din would sit and convene whether we make a leap year or not. Nowadays, we have a set, prefixed calendar. Why is that so? This is not one of the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'oretz. There's no din that only in Eretz Yisrael Eidim can come and give Eidus to the Beis Din. The practice of being Mekadish the Chodesh al pi ha'ra'iyah, using Eidim to be Kaveh the months, continued till the times of Abaye Verova. As long as there was still a Sanhedrin in Yavne, they were Mekadosh al-Pi Ha'ra'iyah. And even when there was a proper Beis Din in Bovel, it needs to be a Beis Din that has smicha from the Beis Din of the times of Moshe Rabbeinu and so on. And that we have lost in our days. This is part of the Golus. So Shmuel HaKotan came and he saw that we don't have a Beis Din, and he instituted this calendar that Hill, not Shmuel, Hill HaKotan. Not because it seems so fairly simple. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do this and set it out in order? Since the Torah didn't say explicitly that the Yomim Tovim only have to be according to Edim. The Torah said that it should be done, the Pesach should fall in the spring. So why didn't in the time of Chazal they institute? They were as clever as Hillel, they could have also made a calendar. The answer is, there are two options how to figure out the calendar. And the option that we are using is a bidyevediger option. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted lechatchila it should be done with Edim, and the leap year should be done through the Sanhedrin. Part of our golus is that we are not zoicha to have the lechatchila digger proper way of being mekadosh the chodesh with Edim. We have to use a calendar, a prefixed. One can imagine when the calendar was first instituted in the times of Hillel, that a little boy came home probably and showed his grandfather, look, I've got a beautiful calendar, not just for this year and for next year, and it tells you Rosh Hashanah in 2 years' time. And the Zayda told him, oi, you're proud of such a thing? When I was a boy, we never knew such a thing. We didn't know what the next month would be, whether it would be a Chodesh Moleh or a Chodesh Chosa. And he probably explained to him how it looked like when the Sanhedrin and the Beis Din HaGadol sat and convened the whole Klal Yisrael. What were they talking about in the shuls that day? The Sanhedrin is now sitting in a closed session, and they are be done with COVID Rosh. Will this year be a leap year or not? And we don't know. And when the Beis Din finished their deliberations and had decided, the news went around in all of Klal Yisrael, this year will be a leap year. People came home and told their wives, we have another month till Pesach. That is how the time it was in the times of Chazal. And that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. Part of our being in Golus is that it's all mechanical and it's all prefixed. And part of the Tzipia L'Geula is that it should come back. Hoshiva Shoftenu K'varishenu, we should be zoicha to have it through the Sanhedrin and how it's supposed to be. There's a very interesting thought from Rav Dessler about this closed session of the Sanhedrin. It says that the Kohen Gadol, even if he was a Talmud Chochem, even if he was Gadol Hadol, he was not permitted to sit in on this session and deliberate whether the year should be a leap year or not. Why not? Because the Kohen Gadol has to go into the Kodesh Kodeshim barefoot on a stone floor on Yom Kippur. So it would make a difference for him. If it's a leap year, it'll be a month later. And the floor will be colder. If it's a month earlier, it will be closer to the summer. It will be warmer. And that will interfere with his deliberations. That's why he was not permitted to sit in with the Beis Din HaGadol. Says Rav Dessler, Amoyle di Gezach. We're talking here about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He was separated 7 days beforehand. He shouldn't have one impure thought. If the Kohen Gadol had an impure thought, he didn't exit the Kodesh HaKadoshim alive. In the second Beis HaMikdash, it says they were dropping like flies. And there were 420 years of the second Beis HaMikdash. And of those 420 years, 300 Kehanim Gedolim didn't make it because of their impure thoughts. One had to be in a state of purity and holiness when one entered the Kodesh Kodeshim on Yom Kippur. So he's going to bother 6 months before working out whether the temperature of the floor is going to go up by 1 or 2 degrees, maybe. For that he can't deliberate. Says Rav Dessler, this is what the Gemara is telling us. The power of Negir of objectiveness is so great, yes. We're talking here about the Kohen Gadol, and we're talking here about matters for Klal Yisrael. It could affect his judgment. Now, so why do we keep 2 days Yom Tov nowadays? Now, in the times of Chazal, they kept 2 days Yom Tov. The people, as everyone knows, the people who lived a distance away from Yerushalayim and didn't know when the Beis Din had been Koveya, the time of Rosh Chodesh, they had to keep 2 days Yom Tov. Because the Yom Tov is Nikva according to the Beis Din. It didn't help that the people in living in Bovel were as clever as Hillel and could make the Cheshbon. Because the Yom Tov is when the Beis Din makes it. As the famous Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, there was an argument between two Tanoim, Rebbe Akiva, and he wanted to keep Yom Tov according to his Cheshbon, and he was told by the Beis Din, you will come on your Yom Kippur. And you will come on your Yom Kippur, you will come, and you will desecrate your Yom Kippur, and come to me. Because the Yom Tov is Nikva, according, because the Ribbono Shel Olam keeps Yom Kippur, and does the Mechila, and everything that we have on Yom Kippur, according to how the Beis Din paskens, not according to even the greatest God, Lador, who knows all the Cheshbonos, and is Bokibur, Rikia, the Shemaya, he knows it all. That is not the Koveya. So the people living in Bovel had to, Shtelzu, had to do like the Beis Din HaGadol, and they didn't know. They were living at a distance. So they kept 2 days Yom Tov. But we have a Boki B'Kvir Deyacha. Why are we keeping 2 days Yom Tov? So, as everyone knows, Minig Aviseinu, B'Mesoyes Aviseinu B'Yodeinu. Even though today there's no Sofik, it's all black and white in the calendar, exactly when is Yom Tov, we can tell you 100 years time also. But Mesoyes Aviseinu B'Yodeinu, we keep the minig. That is what everyone knows. But if one looks into the Gemara, there is an addition to that. That is not enough reason. The Gemara says, Shemo Yachzir Hadovor Lekilkuloi. Maybe one day it will go back, it will revert to. Says, explains Rashi. What does the Gemara mean? Shemo Yachzir Hadovor Lekilkuloi. Rashi exclaims, at the moment we are living with calendars, with Talmidei Chachamim. But in the course of Golus, people have often been exiled to the most remote locations. And maybe there'll be someone living there, and he'll have lost his calendar, and he won't have access to the Rabbonim and the Gedolim, and he might come to keep the wrong day Yom Tov. So, Chazal claimed, instituted that we always have to keep 2 days Yom Tov in case someone gets far removed from the centers of Yiddishkeit, and we'll keep the wrong day Yom Tov.
We're talking about in Golas, aren't you?
We're talking about in Golas.
In Eretz Yisrael, though?
Oh, in Eretz Yisrael. That is, I hope to touch on it. The question is, why in Eretz Yisrael do they not keep 2 days Yom Tov? They keep 1 day. Why don't they keep 2 days Yom Tov? If the whole reason would be the minig, Aviseinu B'Yudeinu, we only keep the minig, It's very understandable, because they never had a minig. Because in the times of Chazal,
they knew.
They never had a minig to keep 2 days Yom Tov. But if the reason is, Shema Yachzeh Hadova Lekulkulei, one day they might not know the exact date of Yom Tov, and they might come to do the wrong, to keep the wrong day, then why are they not keeping it at the stall? That's one question. Another question which is asked, is... Oh. We'll refer to that later. Now, what is the din of a Ben Eretz Yisrael who goes to Chutz La'aretz and a Ben Chutz La'aretz who goes to Eretz Yisrael? And as everybody knows, nowadays it's extremely, extremely common. It depends whether you're Da'atei Lachzor or not. If you're Da'atei Lachzor, you keep 2 days. If you're Ein Da'atei Lachzor, you keep 1 day. The question is asked, why is that so? Since our whole keeping 2 days Yontav is because of a minig, in the times when the minig originated, in the times of Chazal, if a Yid traveled from Bovel, even if he was a Da'atei Lachzor. Da'atei Lachzor means, I'm sorry, intends to return to his place of origin. Of origin. Da'atei Lachzor. He intends to come back. He has not intended to uproot himself completely. He intends just to go and visit and intends to come back. Now, in the times of Chazal, if a person was living, say, in Bovel, and travelled, it probably took him a month to travel, but travelled for Yom Tov to Eretz Yisrael, and his intention was to return back home in a couple of months, he didn't keep 2 days Yom Tov because his intention was to return. Why not? Because there was no minig then. It was a minig according to location. If someone lived in Bovel and didn't know when Yom Tov would be, he kept 2 days. This Jew, even if his whole family, his mother, his brother, his sister, all in Bovel are keeping 2 days Yom Tov, he is an Eretz Yisrael near the Sanhedrin. And he knows, so he kept 1 day. So why nowadays, since the whole strength of our keeping 2 days is because of the minig, why are we keeping 2 days? Why, if his intention is to return? Where does this halacha originate from, that there's a difference between intending to return and not intending to return? There is no Gemara about keeping 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael Degid in Chutz La'aretz or Chutz La'aretz Degid in Eretz Yisrael. There's no Gemara about it. What is there Gemara about? General Minhogim. The Mishnah, as the Perik is aptly named, Mokim Shenahagu, the fourth Perik in Pesachim, which is talking about making, doing melachas before Chatzos, on Erev Pesach. There is no issa to do a melacha. There's nothing wrong. Al pi halacha, it's perfectly alright to do all kinds of jobs and melachas Erev Pesach. But there were some towns who took on themselves the chumra of not doing melachas Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So, if one lives in a town which has taken on itself this chumra, one has to follow the town. If one lives in a town which doesn't have this chumra, one doesn't need to. What does one do if one is temporarily in a different town with a different minig? On that, says the Mishnah, that it depends, is his intention to return or isn't it his intention to return? But the Mishnah makes it quite clear that there is a fundamental difference, and the Mishnah says that one has to do chumrei mokim sheholach misham, meaning you have to keep all the old chumras that your previous town has, the chumrei mokim sheholach lisham, and you have to keep all the chumras that the present town that you are now in has. So you have to do all the chumras. From there we learn that the person who comes from Chutz La'aretz, where they keep 2 days Yom Tov, and since his intention is to return to his place of origin, so even if he's temporarily in a different place of Eretz Yisrael, where they keep a different minik, but he has to keep, but he has to keep the chumras of the old place where he comes from. Chumrei mokim sheyotze misham. But the Mishnah adds an appendum. Va'al yeshane odom mipnei hamachloikis. One shouldn't do differently because of machloikis.
Is keeping 2 days a chumrah?
Is keeping 2 days of chumrah.
The second day might not be a chumrah.
You're asking very good, and the answer is yes, it's considered it's a chumrah. Not in the sense of chumrah that we use nowadays. That there is a halacha, and there, which is for the whole of Klal Yisrael. And there is a chumrah that people who want to be holier do a chumrah, not in that sense of chumrah. But in a sense, the keeping 2 days yontav has only a din of minig. It's a much stronger minig. It's not like a minig whether to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni or not to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, which various communities do have that minig and don't have that minig. That's a minig, but in halacha that's considered a weak minig. This is a minig that originated from Chazal, but it has the strength of a minig. And as such, we wouldn't be allowed to make a brocha on it, if the brocha would specifically be talking about Yom Tov Sheni. Tosfos says, we don't make a brocha on taking the Hoshanas, on Hoshana Rabbah. Why not? Because it's not a mitzvah drabonon, it's only a minig drabonon. A minig drabonon, but still only a minig. And in a minig one can't say, v'tzivonu, we would not be able to say, ha-shekenshonu b'mitzvois of v'tzivonu le'lekachas hoshana. We couldn't say that. Because there is no tzivonu, there is no obligation, one can't use the word that Chazal obligated us on a minig. We can only say on Yom Tov, if there would be a brocha to say we are now doing Yom Tov Sheni, we wouldn't be allowed to make that brocha. Since the brocha is a general brocha, that we make a brocha al lehadlik ner shel Yom Tov, that's a general brocha, we're allowed to do it. So that it's considered a chumra. And we are only keeping Yom Tov Sheni because of maybe. So it turns out that the reason why one has to keep the chumras of both place, of the old place and the new place, is because of two separate reasons. A person has to keep the minig of his old place because that is what he is. When a London Yid goes to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, he stays a London Yid. He's a London person. He's a London citizen. He is temporarily for Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. So, he is considered, when he's there, he is still a London person and he has to keep the minhagim of all London people. The reason why he has to keep the Eretz Yisrael Diger Chumras, he's not an Eretz Yisrael Diger if he doesn't intend to stay there. That is only because one shouldn't start machloikis, and doing something different from the general population could cause machlekes.
But in the time the Beit Hamikdash, some Chutz Oris went to Eretz Yisrael, they would only keep one day.
That's it. So the answer to that, as we asked, why are we keeping 2 days in Eretz Yisrael? So the answer can be said twofold. Either because today we have it stronger than them. In their times, they didn't have a minig to keep 2 days Yom Tov. They just kept it because they didn't know. There's no minig. Like when somebody forgets, has a suffix if he forgets Yalev Yovel. So he has to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. We don't have a minig to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Since you have a suffix, you have to daven Shemoneh Esrei again. That's what they did in those times. Nowadays we don't keep it because of that. It's already become a minig and it's already become what we have to do. And since one doesn't leave the status of the old place, one has to keep it in the new place. That's one reason of explaining it. The other reason that we can explain is, as we've said, the minig is the reason we keep 2 days is not just because of minig, even though that is widely spread. Everyone, every religious Jew, you'll ask him, why do we keep 2 days Yom Tov? He'll tell you, because we have a Meseris, Aviseinu B'Yedeinu, a minig. But the appendum that the Gemara adds is not so well known, which is Shema Yachzi Hadova Lekilkuloi. The Gemara adds another reason why we keep 2 days Yom Tov, is in case we might one day forget the calendar. And since that is the case, we can understand why nowadays a person who lives in London and travels to Esther for Yom Tov has to keep 2 days Yom Tov, even though in the times of Chazal there was no such case, because of this reason of Shema Yachzeh Hadova Lekulkulei.